So taking this time to enter into the sitting. Finding a posture that really gives you a sense of being anchored, a feeling of stability, well-being, and confidence. So take a few moments for that. And really feel into that anchoredness in the present moment. Through the body, even if your chosen anchor is hearing or loving kindness, metta phrases, still really feel embodied for a sense of stability and well-being and confidence. And as best we can, bringing a friendly awareness to our practice. And within this embodied awareness, just noticing the lovely expansion of our torsos that happens with the in-breath and the release with the out-breath. And you might care to take a few moments with that, with slightly larger breaths. And I'll conduct this practice as if you are anchoring in breathing. Letting the breathing subside. And can you let the out-breath help you to just soften and release and let go of tension, noticing that in the forehead and face. And softening too down through the torso, letting the shoulders drop. Possibly the belly soften. Can the hands be soft? Let them really rest in your lap. Feel the weight. and softening and releasing with the out-breath down the legs to the toes. And enjoying this embodied presence with the release of tension. This is a place of peace. Really noticing the peacefulness of releasing. Now the mind, of course, has already been busy with this, that, and the other, the heart too. Can we notice whenever the mind wanders that there's a little bit of tension as we've left the present moment, we've left this place of peace? Noticing the tension that naturally arises when clinging happens, and they may be the most tiny points of clinging. Sometimes we're abiding in this peaceful place, the body is soft. And thoughts and emotions and sounds, they're just drifting through. And we haven't picked them up. We haven't grasped after them. There's no dukkha. It's just life happening. But other times, we grab after things. We pick them up and we go for a ride. When you notice that, just notice how there's tension and where the tension is in the body. Notice the dukkha of the slightest little waverings of the mind. And then just see if that noticing helps you just to gently return to this place of peace, to let whatever it is be, maybe even to let it go. Nothing forced about it. And so we can become aware of how unsatisfactory these things that we cling to for happiness and peace, how unsatisfactory they are. And we can come home to the present moment, return to peace. And so practicing in this way, in the silence. Each time we notice these little points of movement off our anchor, into clinging. Oh, I see you. That's not peace. We feel the tension. Possibly in feeling the dukkha of that, we can let it be, let it go. Come back to peace through body, through breathing, through our anchor. By noticing clinging again and again and again, we find our way to non-clinging. We find our way to peace. We practice noticing the little ways of clinging and grasping, and the unsatisfactoriness of it. And that teaches us how to let go of the bigger, the more challenging places of grasping and clinging, the bigger dukkha. Sometimes we don't know what we're clinging to, but the tension in the body is showing us that clinging is happening. And we can open to that, feel into that tension, let it be, perhaps let it go, and rest back into the peacefulness of simply being here as we are. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. Lucky to be walking a path that finds peace in the arising and passing away of each present moment, regardless of how things work out or don't.